Chapter 4. In 1865, just after the war, a party of engineers were at work in the Wyoming hills on a survey as hazardous as it was problematical. They had charge of the laying out of the Union Pacific Railroad. This party, escorted by a company of United States troops under Colonel Dillon, had encountered difficulties almost insurmountable. And now, having penetrated the wild hills to the eastern slope of the Rockies, they were halted by a seemingly impassable barrier, a gorge too deep to fill, too wide to bridge. General Lodge, chief engineer of the Corps, gave an order to one of his assistants. "Put young Neil on the job. If we ever survey a line through this awful place, we'll owe it to him." The assistant, Baxter, told an Irishman standing by and smoking a short black pipe to find Neil and give him the chief's orders. The Irishman, Casey by name, was raw-boned, red-faced, and hard-featured, a man inured to exposure and rough life. His expression was one of extreme and fixed good humor, as if his face had been set mask-like during a grin. He removed the pipe from his lips. "General, the flag I've been holding for that damn young surveyor is the wrong color. I want a green flag." Baxter waved the Irishman to his errand, but General Lodge looked up from the maps and plans before him with a faint smile. He had a dark, stern face and the bearing of a soldier. "Casey, you can have any color you like," he said. "Maybe green would change our luck." "General, we'll never get no railroad built, and if we do, it'll be the Irish that builds it," responded Casey, and went his way. Truly only one hope remained, that the agile and daring Neil, with his eye of a mountaineer and his genius for estimating distance and grade, might run a line around the gorge. While waiting for Neil, the engineers went over the maps and drawings again and again with the earnestness of men who could not be beaten. Lodge had been a major general in the Civil War just ended, and before that he had traveled through this part of the West many times, and always with the mighty project of a railroad looming in his mind. It had taken years to evolve the plan of a continental railroad, and it came to fruition.